Round Mountain Girls there with Magical Mix. Now, Round Mountain Girls is a group of 40-something part-time muso blokes. And they're from northern New South Wales. They started out playing a bunch of old songs for a bit of fun, and they're now Australia's premier alternative country music rockers. That's their new single, Magical Mix, co-written by band member Chris Brooker. And if you notice John Williamson in the second verse, well, he was a co-writer of it. And it's a song about what it means to be Australian. A magical mix makes a magical race, makes a magical place. They are the self-proclaimed pioneers of Kelterbilly roots grass folk music, and they're famous for their live shows nationally, including Byron Bay's Blues Festival, the Gympie Muster, Woodford and Tamworth. Melinda Hammond, our Queensland correspondent, is chatting with band member Chris Eaton.
Today I've got with me Chris Eaton, who is going to talk us through the writing of the song, but also the story behind the song of how you guys met John Williamson and how you even got together. Welcome, Chris.
Welcome, Melinda. Thanks for having us. I appreciate you having us on the show and for your listeners. So, yeah.
I'm really excited because as soon as I read that you were Australia's premier alternative country rockers, and get this, everyone, Kelterbilly roots grass folk band.
Well, I think we've missed a couple of genres out of that, actually, because we're really not quite sure what we are. When we apply for the festival applications and we go through and they ask us to tick a genre box, we do cut across a lot of things, I think, which is possibly one of the reasons for the success we've had, because we never really intended to do anything other than play the local pub, and now we're flying all over the country and as far as away to the UK to play shows to people. So it's been a very pleasant and unexpected surprise. So,
And this is a really cool story, everybody. We're going to get to why we're called Round Mountain Girls in a minute, because this band is made up of a group of men. Rabbit Robinson, who just also happens to be the premier fiddler in Australia.
Yeah, it's pretty tidy.
Chris Brooker, who's co-wrote that beautiful song with John Williamson. Chris Eaton, our beautiful guest here today. Francois de Klerk and Chris Willoughby. So these guys, I've been listening to your music all afternoon, and I've got to tell you, Chris, it reminded me back in the old Gundaroo pub days when we used to dance to the fiddle.
I think the live show particularly is it's hard not to move. It's I think it'd be fair to say we affect audiences, which is why we're playing the kind of festivals we are. And I think when we talked about the genre before, we've played Blues Fest, we played folk festivals, we slip into the country festivals relatively easily. So we just cut across a few different genres, and we touch lots of different people in the audience at various times, so it's been great. I say it's been a lot of fun.
Now, these guys are only a part-time band, and you have, I guess, amassed all this success. Last year you put out an album called Meet You at the End, and that took a lot of people by surprise, and you've done really, really well with that one.
It was. It took us quite a long time to do the album, actually. We had the wonderful Felicity Urquhart, who's the host of the ABC Saturday Night Country Show and a great country musician in her own right. She sang on a track with us. And that was the first sort of song that we recorded. But then over a period of time, we actually went through four different studios. We closed a few of them down on our way through. 301 at Byron. We then recorded at a place called the Music Farm in Byron, and that closed. And then we recorded, where did we go after that? Went somewhere else. We ended up at Pete Murray's place in Byron Bay, because we just live a bit further north. He's just opened a studio there. So it was a very different album for us. But again, it's got all those different influences in it. It's a little bit Celtic, a little bit rocky, a little bit country, a little bit folky. So, yeah.
And definitely worth going back and having a look at the music, everyone, because it really does get you moving, I think. Now, you are from around Mountain, which is, I'm guessing, just below Mount Warning on the border of Queensland and New South Wales.
That's exactly where I'm looking out of my window now, a beautiful blue sky, and there's the ocean away in the distance and the mountains to the right-hand side. It's a stunning part of the world, and Round Mountain is a real place. It's a little hillock just behind Cabarita Beach, and if you head south from Brisbane on the highway after about an hour and a half, you'll go under an underpass called Round Mountain Road, and if you look to the left-hand side, there's a little hillock, and that's Round Mountain.
Yeah. Now, this is, we're all waiting for this one. Why Round Mountain Girls? Because silly me, I thought I was interviewing a girl band.
You're not the first one to be duped by our advertising campaign or our posters. The girls bit, it's probably the best place, if people are keen enough, is to go to the website where it describes where the name came from. But I'll just leave it at this, that there's a very mysterious coven of women who live on Round Mountain, and they abduct players of bluegrass and folk instruments. And that's how we came to meet. And yes, we were in prison there for a period of time and escaped, and that's what became the Round Mountain Girls. So it's sort of in homage to the ladies on the mountain, really.
You've got to love that. Now, I do know that you're all family men.
And we are.
I believe you took some of your families on the cruise last year where you were playing in the Schooner Bar and met John Williamson, and that's where this latest song started, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly right. We were sort of late night party band, really. So there was this bar on the boat, at the back of the boat, called the Schooner Bar, and it was a place where once the main auditorium had finished, that all the musicians would head towards and hang out in, and it was pretty lively till the small hours. And I remember looking across the room and seeing this bloke at the back who I sort of recognised. You know, sometimes in the dark, that looks like John Williamson. I thought he'd be there for about 2 minutes and then hate it and go away, because we're really at the real extreme ends of probably the music that was on the boat. Anyway, he stood there for an hour and a half, transfixed, and then came up and chewed our ear for about 45 minutes at the end while we sat down and had a drink together. And one thing led to another, and he was just saying, you guys need to be all over the radio. Why haven't I heard of you? Because we've played on several bills together before. And it's just started a little bromance between Chris Brooker, who ended up writing the song with John, and John himself. It all started off with letters, actually. They were sending letters to each other. John's not greatly into the techno stuff. So started off, Chris had scribed some words and sent them to John, and he'd cross them out and put some new ones and send them back. So there's a lovely sort of almost archaic way of connecting with each other, and then it progressed to texting, I think, and I'm not sure it ever reached email. So that's how it came about. John was just, you know, great. He was just genuinely keen to help us out, and he came along and recorded. We recorded at Bernard Fanning from Powderfinger Owens' studio just north of Byron Bay, with a fantastic producer called Nick Dedea, who's from Atlanta, Georgia originally. And he recorded all of Powderfinger's albums. He's done 5 Springsteen albums. Rage Against the Machine, who were a band I loved when I was younger. He's worked with a lot of people, Train. So just to sit in the room with those guys around is a real buzz for us. And, you know, felt very humble recording it. And John's input was great. And he said he'd sing on the song as well. So obviously he takes a verse and joins in the choruses with us. And I say we're just honoured, really, to work with these iconic people of the music business. Great.
Yeah, now you can see why, everybody, that these guys are, I'm guessing, rather infamous. You've played at places like the Byron Bay Blues Festival, Gympie, Woodford, Tamworth, here in Queensland at Broadwater. You certainly are on the road a lot.
Yes. We just come back from, we played at Wingham Acoustic Festival last weekend with Diesel and Dragon and the Backsliders, which features Rob Hurst from the Midnight Oils, the drummer from that band. So we've travelled all over the place. So Port Fairy at the beginning of the year was fantastic, probably one of the best responses we've had in our nearly 12 years of being together. 5 Blues Fest. So we must be doing something right. And we toured the UK last year as well, actually. We toured with a band called The Levellers, who were massive in the UK, but had never been to Australia. We did 3 dates with them, and they liked us so much they invited us to the festival in the UK. So we did a 3-week stint over there, hoping to go back next year. We're just trying to catch all the balls that are up in the air at the same time. So it's a logistical nightmare. But so we've just been very lucky, I think. And but we just make people happy. That's what we do best. We make people happy, make them forget they've got the mortgage, dance, they're always fitter the next day after a show of ours, and lots of happy smiley faces in the audience. That's what we do best.
Yeah, now I've got to admit, I was doing a little toe tapping myself as I listened along, and it took me back to the olden days. And you got together originally to play a bunch of old songs for a bit of fun, and you've carried that right through to today, haven't you?
We have, yeah, and I say I think that's part of why we love doing it and part of the appeal. We just started playing the wrong covers, really, or the right covers on the wrong instruments. So we started off as a cover band. We did things like Walk Like an Egyptian, but with a banjo sort of Arabic scale intro, which is sort of unusual, and Joker and the Thief by Wolf Mother, and You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, Thin Lizzy. So we did old 70s rock songs and pop songs, and that's how we started. But that developed our own sound. We've got four original albums out now, which we're very proud of, and we did a covers EP because we felt we had to, and because we enjoyed playing those covers, so we did a covers EP as well. And it's a testament to human tolerance and endurance, I think, being in a band for 12 years. We've had a couple of drummer changes, but apart from that, the backbone of the band has been pretty much the same. And it's like any band of brothers, you have to bend and flex and tolerate and, you know, compromise and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, but it's been good. As I keep coming back to it, it's been very unexpected, but a very, very pleasant way to go, particularly at our stage of life. We're not exactly young fellas anymore. So, as you said, we do have families. And they're very tolerant as well. They put up with a lot. So we take our hat off to our wives and girlfriends and kids, because we are away quite a bit.
Yeah. Now, these guys are described on the press release, everyone, as a 40-something part-time musos. But you're described by the Beat magazine as an awesome classic bluegrass riot.
That's nice, isn't it? I think that was off the album. I'm not sure if they ever saw us live, that particular publication. But we have things like that, you know, a carnival or a ready-made carnival in their own right, I think was another one. And I'll say it's the live show. That's definitely our best aspect, is the live show. And I think that's, again, why John was keen to help us out, because he had a slightly different approach to getting us heard on radio. And he said, mate, try this, try that. And when he looked at the lyrics and the pace of the song, he came and helped produce the song that's a magical mix. And, you know, we were just, it's always, you never stop learning in the music industry. If you close your ears and you close your eyes, then you'll just end up standing still or going backwards. So everyone that you play with, you can learn something off. I'm sure there's lots of jobs like that, but, you know, particularly so in music.
Yeah, and I think it's really cool, everybody. Now, I'm going to get shot here because our 10 minutes has gone so very, very quickly, and I'm only just starting with all the questions I've got to ask you. Now, everyone, when this goes to air, Chris and his team will have already played at one of my favourite places on the coast of New South Wales, and it's the Shores Bay at Ballina there, and you're playing at the Ballina Music Festival, and then you're working your way, it looks like you're working your way around the coast. How lucky are people all the way up to Caloundra you're going, Kingscliff, Brunswick Heads?
Down to Sawtell, we've got a show down at Sawtell, and we're over the next to Brunswick Heads Hotel, which is great on a Sunday afternoon. The Sawtell thing, they close the street off and put a stage across the street just outside the pub there, so we're looking forward to that as well. So it should be good. We've got a few, we're very lucky with the gigs we have, and we often have lots of smiley faces there. So.
Heaven forbid if they ever go full-time, everybody. Remember that we've got Magical Mix, and the lines are Magical Mix, makes a magical race, makes a magical place. It's the heart and soul of what we want Australia to be. Where can we find you if we want to find out more?
Just go to the website or Facebook. Facebook page is pretty active, and all our music's available, and T-shirt, you know, all the usual merchandise stuff on www.roundmountaingirls.com.
And you'll find a bunch of middle-aged blokes having a great time.
I don't know if our drummer would agree with that, because he's the young buck of the family. He's only 27, so.
And thanks again, Chris, for joining us today.
That was Melinda Hammond speaking with Round Mountain Girls band member Chris Eaton. You can catch them on Saturday the 17th of November at Rowan Robinson Park at Kingscliff, New South Wales. Later that same day, they're at Miami Marquetta, which is in Miami, Queensland. Then on Sunday the 25th, they are at Caloundra RSL. Again, that's in Caloundra in Queensland.